offer his people, out of love, one last chance to open themselves to the inbreaking reign of God, which Jesus was proclaiming and enacting. If they closed themselves deliberately to the offered gift, that would be judgment against them. They would be punishing themselves. The arrest, false accusation, torture, and crucifixion of Jesus were contrary to God's will because they were sinful acts against an innocent person. Thanks to his dependence on Abba and the Holy Spirit, Jesus, during his passion, will remain lovingly connected to the God-given goodness of all the individuals in the story. His mother, the women who stood nearby, the disciples who abandoned him, the Jewish authorities who falsely accused him, and the Roman officers and soldiers who tortured and killed him. God transforms the evil of crucifixion into good whenever people will let go of their self-crucifying pride, lust, greed, hatred, and violence, and receive the gifts of forgiveness of sin and divine life, which the risen Jesus continues to offer.